Lima Oscar Oscar mobile monitoring.
So Lima Oscar, this is Whiskey 4 Tango Uniform Zulu. You came in on my end.
The Whiskey Tango 4 Uniform Zulu, I believe.
Close. Whiskey 4 Tango Uniform Zulu.
Tango mixed up. Got you. This is Tao, and I'm currently located in the Piedmont area.
Touch that. I am in the Simpsonville area. I'm down on the Fountain Inn in the Simpsonville. Over.
That, where I'm sitting at the moment is near the Donaldson Center. And recently, like about an hour ago, watched the B-2 fly over my head. Was listening in on the MERS network, and they specifically called it a B-2.
It's you that tuned me into the frequency so that I can listen to that stuff. Thank you.
Possible. I listen in all the time. You have no idea how many near misses I've listened in on. Like, pull up. Stuff like that. And we've got C-130s flying overhead, F-16s, F-35s, we've got P-3s, P-3s flying over everything. So it's fun to listen to and to watch at the same time when they're flying over my head and they're communicating with each other.
It is. I agree. Tell me your call sign again. I apologize.
That'll be Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Oscar Oscar.
That's right. And I'm Whiskey 4 Tango Uniform Zulu. I used to be KR4ISH, but I recently got my vanity.
Come on, since I got mine about getting my vanity signed, I'm probably going to go ahead and do it sometime in the near future. But I wanted to honor my mom, whose call sign that she had when she was alive and an operator.
That my call sign is actually based on the city or town that I was stationed in when I was in Iraq in 2004 and 2005. It's called Tuz Kermatu. That's why the last three letters of my call sign are T-U-Z, because those are the first three letters of the name of the town.
Thank you for your service, by the way. If you don't mind me asking, what was I'm trying to think of what it's called. Anyway, what was your occupation?
Military Occupational Specialty, your MOS. Mine was 19 Delta. I was a cavalry scout.
You got sent up to, I guess, close to the front lines, if I'm not mistaken.
In Iraq, there wasn't a lot of front lines. By the time I got there, we just did a lot of riding around and a lot of dodging.
I get that. Once again, thank you for your service. Had to have been pretty chaotic and hectic, I'm certain.
Every time you deploy, there's an element of kind of chaos. Anybody that's been in the military will tell you that anytime you do anything with the military, there's a lot of hurry up and wait. But I would tell you that my experience there was a good one. Some of the interpreters that I worked with are with us back here in the States today. And I feel like what I did was a good thing and what we did was a good thing. But yeah, I guess you're right. There are a lot of times that it was pretty chaotic.
With a former explosive expert, demolition expert that was in the Marines, I can't remember what his exact MOS was, but he was into the demolition, like I said, explosives.
If you're with a forward unit, you usually have an EOD person with you. During my time, we rotated through Army EOD and Air Force EOD. Those guys are very smart. I akin them to the type of person that can pass all three radio tests the first time, so to speak. And I did work with them and had good experience with them.
I think he's got a little bit too much PTSD about him, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm not trying to down him or anything. But, yeah, when he came back, he kind of, his life went a different direction, let's put it that way. But, I mean, he's doing better now, the last I heard. It's been a couple of years since I've spoken to him, but he's doing better now.
Changes you, no matter what position you're in or what you do. Like I said, I started out in the Army as a cavalry scout. I came home after that as an electrician, but because of some of the experiences I had had, I was pushed into the medical field, and I'm a surgical nurse now. So it definitely changes you, and I don't think it's always necessarily in a negative way.
It's a good thing you got out of the electrical field. I did it for 11 and a half years, and I kind of got burned out on it, and I didn't want to exactly sell my soul to it, if you know what I mean.
What you mean, any type of electrical work is pretty much construction or service, and it's tough work. But I will tell you this, man, did it help me on my ham radio test.
I actually kind of understood quite a bit of the stuff too. I started out with a commercial, and we wired, believe it or not, a hangar in Kinston, North Carolina. It was for FedEx, but it was still, we were wiring a hangar. And I think about my third week there was a tornado that touched down on the runway and came right towards and lifted up right before it hit where we were. But when I moved from commercial, I went to service work, and then I ended up in residential, which I actually kind of like residential. It's just, I don't know, it's just so repetitive that it kind of gets boring after a while.
Residential is repetitive, but residential is one of those piecework jobs where, man, if you got yourself and a buddy, and y'all can crank out houses, you can start to stack up a little money.
Yeah, I mean, the best part about it is you're not at a particular site for too awful long unless you get a multi-million dollar mansion. Like one of them we did, we were there for like 6 months just roughing it in. And then when it came to trim out, it took about another 6 months. So that kind of, I mean, yeah, you get tired of being in one spot a lot of times when you're doing that stuff. But I don't know. Like I said, I really, really did enjoy doing the residential part. But once I found myself in a situation where I had to leave that job and go do something else, but it was totally my fault. But it had nothing to do with the job itself, or it's just circumstances in my life took place, so I had to kind of go do something else. But I just decided that I really didn't want to do it anymore when I had the opportunity to go back and do it again. I'm like, nah, I want to try something different.
Totally honest with you, if you tried to offer me the proposition of going back to wire houses, even at a production rate, and then you offered me an air-conditioned operating room, man, I'm going to go with the air-conditioning every time.
With that. So now I've been driving the forklift for, well, I've actually had forklift experience for like 20 some odd years now, close to 30. But now that's what I do for a living. I drive a forklift, and I'm not going to lie, some days you just can't get off that forklift, and people think, oh, it's a cushy job. No, it's really not. When you can't get off of it, and you want to, but you can't.
So it says that's why they call it work.
Yes, it really is. Like I said, we have days where we have to unload roughly around, give or take, 150 trucks, sort the product, put it away, and then you have to do everybody else's job who didn't do their job just so you can do your job. That's the part that's the most frustrating about it.
In the medical field, it's mostly casework. If I look on the schedule that morning and I have five cases to do, I can kind of look at the schedule, look at what cases I have to do, and kind of figure out what time I'm going to get off work that day. Some days are early, some days are light, some days are heavy, and you end up there till, you know, late in the evening. And if you're on call, you'll be there overnight.
So it means you're still in the service work, basically. It's just a different type of service work.
Yes, I guess you could call us like a biological mechanic, so to speak.
I think that would be probably a good way to put it. But anyway, I was just sitting here monitoring. I was actually watching some stuff, trying to get some information going on here about some things that are going on in the world. And I kept hearing the Kerchunker come in, so I just let him know. I'm like, hey, I'm still listening, regardless of whether he's Kerchunk or not. Anyway, people keep telling me to leave it alone, which I probably should. But anyway, I'm going to go back to standby. It's good talking to you. What's your name again? My name is Tao Tango Alpha Lima. I'll be clear on your final KQ4LOO.
My name is Blake, and I am Whiskey 4, Tango Uniform Zulu, clear 73.